I can't do this. Why, Insomnia? Why are you doing this to me now? This is not fair. I've done everything. I eat home-cooked meals, I drink water all day long, heck, I even exercised, and I still can't fall asleep. Why, at the most inconvenient times, do you decide to act up? I spent all day unpacking boxes. My body is exhausted. Heck, my brain is exhausted as well, but my eyes will not stay shut. That's it. I'm cursed. I must have done something horrific in my previous life to deserve this kind of torture. Maybe it's just stress from moving out for the first time, but I'm actually pretty glad I have this level of independence now. I actually feel like an adult. Which, really, it's a Christmas miracle. I couldn't have moved out fast enough, though. I love my parents, but the lack of privacy was slightly alarming. Ah, well, it's no issue now. I wonder how my new roommate is settling in. They said it was their first time moving out, too. Ugh, they're probably sound asleep. It's not like they could have done anything for me other than, like, in general comfort, but that would be pretty weird to ask of him. I quite literally met him for the first time today. Ignoring the time I met him at the cafe to make sure that he'd be an alright roommate. But that doesn't count. Plus, I had bad insomnia that night too. I'm surprised he didn't go running when he saw how lifeless my dang body was. No matter how many espressos I get into my system, I am always hanging by a damn thread. Yawning? Really? I'm yawning, but I can't sleep? I truly and wholeheartedly give up. Ah. And to add to it all, it feels like I pulled my right shoulder. Seriously, if life was a video game, I would restart and re-roll my character because what is this? So, while this is my apartment just as much as it is his, it means I can get up and make a coffee. I might as well keep job hunting. Working from home would honestly be the perfect outcome for my insomnia. I can pick my own hours, so if I had another sleepless night like this, it doesn't matter because I could just work through it. Plus, bonus money for working unsocial hours. Whoever said instant coffee smells like dirt are such liars. Oh, hey. Oh, God, sorry. I didn't see you there. God, you gave me a jump scare. What are you doing up at a time like this? I didn't wake you up, did I? Oh, I'm so sorry. It's, well, not to be an annoying oversharer. I suffer from insomnia time to time, and of course tonight, after our big horrendous move-in, it, decided to rear its ugly head. Not that it's bad because of you or anything, just bad because so much added stress and pressure. Just, I could really use some sleep right now. Oh, I'm just gonna do some job hunting. Working in a cafe is great and all, but the shifts make it awkward. If they ever open up a midnight coffee shop, I will be the first on the roster for sure. I was thinking working from home would suit me well since I am naturally on unsocial hours with my sleep schedule. What about you though? Is everything alright? Sorry to wake ya. Oh, you needed water? Here you go. Do I need something? No, I can ask you of anything. We're strangers. Well, No, actually, we've both been promoted to roommates, but like, look, I'm awkward, okay? But I guess you knew that from the little interview. How I was even able to string sentences together to ask you basic questions, I will never know. I couldn't ask you to do that for me. Do what? Oh, I said that. Like, comfort me until I fell asleep, I guess. I know you said you're offering, but. Nah, you're pulling my leg. You'd really want someone you've just met in your bed? Actually, that's exactly what a one-night stand is. I'm not very smart, am I? But in the platonic sense. Or are you about to confess that you're my perfect long-lost twin and we're gonna have restless nights together as well? Oh, well, that makes two of us. I don't know. I'm not sure I should push my troubles onto you. You head to sleep, all right? I'm sure you'll pass out soon enough. In the meantime, I will copy and paste my resume to any work from home office job they got going. Good night, roomie. So many words, they're starting to mix together. And I'm out of coffee as well. How many times do I have to pretend that I don't want to work for money, but instead, it's for the experience and oh, I love being a team player and picking up the slack for everyone else. Oh, yes, the way they make my life more stressful and difficult, all because of incompetence and for minimum wage. Give me a break. All right, that was 15 applications. It's not that competitive around here. I hope. I think I do an all right job of selling myself. Plus, not many people can say that they have zero responsibilities, so I'm available on weekends and holidays. Management always eat that up. It's been an hour and a bit now. Would he still be up? I don't know if it's the delirious stage setting in, but I could do with being a little spoon right now. He did offer, and he looked me dead in the eyes when he said it too, so it wasn't just like a passing joke. Plus, platonic cuddling is a thing. I read those stories online where people acknowledge it's not weird, it's just human nature. Hugs feel nice. That's a fact, so let's try it. Maybe it'll knock my ass right out. Goodness knows I could be doing with that. I was actually pretty lucky to get a few days off in a row for the move. You are awake. You didn't even hesitate to wrap your arms around me. Are you, like, used to snuggling up to someone as you sleep? No, I'm just curious. I didn't expect you to be so, forthcoming. Maybe I judged your character wrong. Oh, come on, you judged me. That interview was also for you to get an understanding of what I'm like. Basically, a nerd that works and has really boring hobbies. Oh, yeah? Well, right now I'm trying to find a Dungeons and Dragons group to have fun with. Does that sound like something a cool person does? Wait, you play? No, I'm not calling you uncool if you do it. It's me. I'm the uncool one. You're gonna get me heated under these blankets if you keep teasing me like that, so stop it. You know exactly. I just kind of chalked you up to be a guy that just, I don't know. I got a good vibe from you. There were actually two other people who applied to be my roommate. One was a girl, but unfortunately, I got a very big party lifestyle vibe from her. I know, judging is bad, and the saying is, don't judge a book by its cover, blah blah blah, but put it into my perspective. My insomniac butt, listening to her coming back at 4 a.m. in the morning drunk and fumbling around with her keys for a solid 3 minutes outside, until I just snap and open the door for her. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Then, the other application was an older guy. There wasn't anything too particularly odd. Just his history didn't really make sense. He told me that he worked at a liquor store and that was the reason he smelled so strongly of whiskey. To be honest, it was thick on his breath and I didn't want any issues. Sharing a living space with a complete stranger is difficult enough and you don't want to feel awkward or like you're intruding on your own space. Then, as I was about to wrap up the little interviews that day, you texted saying you could make it, and that was it. When I saw you, it felt like meeting an old friend from high school. It's a relaxed and calm aura, you ooze. What, you'd rather ooze something else? When you don't like that word? Ooh, so oozy. Hey, don't squeeze me. I can't breathe when you do that. You're too much stronger than me. Be nice. I'm delirious. Does it feel better? Because you're spooning me? I do feel at peace. What about you? I honestly thought you would have passed out by now. You said you were restless, right? So it's not like your brain's working against you not to fall asleep. It was an exciting day. It was nice to see your friend group help you move in. It's important to keep them close. I struggle to maintain friendships. If I'm not really forced to see them often, like at work, I'm friendly, I'm chatty, but once the work hours are over, I don't really get invited to many events or get-togethers. That's just on me, though. I can't blame them. If you keep saying no over and over again, why would they bother to keep asking, you know? I can understand. I'm not bitter, it's just the reality. Maybe once we're more settled in, could invite them around for dinner or something, or have a movie or game night. I wouldn't be upset, certainly not. I implore you to do it. Seriously, it's hard to get it started, but you could even make up an excuse, like, I'll say that I, your roommate, want to practice making dishes and is doing a big batch of recipes that we would never finish between us. Perfect excuse to get everyone around and have a few beers and boom, it's a great get-together. People struggle to initiate the first move, so if you even need to throw me into the equation, just do it. I do not mind. Not much bothers me. What would bother me? I can't imagine too much. I was raised with two brothers, so I don't care about the toilet seat being up. It's less effort to drop it than it is to nag you as if you were my partner or something. Oh, actually, one thing. I hate cleaning dishes, but I love cooking. Yeah, my example was based on a true story. If you want, I can actually make us dinner at night and say you need lunch for work. I can do that too, since I'm already buying the ingredients. You could do a 50-50 split and I can prepare food for you. It's a small gesture of goodwill. Oh, no. I wouldn't do culinary school or anything. Have you seen how kitchens are run? Too hot and high stress. I'm like a delicate leaf. I'd wither away to nothing in an environment like that. Can I ask something? Does it feel nice for you to cuddle like this, I mean? No, not that I want to be the big spoon. I mean that we're cuddling in the first place for comfort, even under these circumstances. I was just curious. This situation got me thinking of something I read a while back online. I can't for the life of me remember where I saw it, but it was something along the lines of these two platonic friends used to embrace and cuddle each other from time to time, just when their needs got low and they needed some affection. It wasn't like romantic or anything. It honestly might have been roommates, just like us now. Just this feels really nice. It feels peaceful. The story said they had no strings attached and didn't like try to crush on each other or anything. Was just two people being absolute pros to each other. I think cuddling like this is helping to soothe me and prepare me for sleep. See, I'm getting tired just thinking about it hard enough. Like, would you mayhaps be open to something like this again? Just asking. Not demanding, I promise. I've never actually been comforted before for my insomnia. My family would kinda just say to me good luck and stuff. It's nice to be heard and appreciated from time to time, so thank you for listening to me. I don't know if it's 'cause I'm exhausted and maybe it is just I've never had someone wrap their arms around me before like this. It's certainly calming me down. I can feel myself shutting down and my eyes are actually staying closed. You're surprised I've never had someone do this with me before. Oh, well, being a nerd such as myself means I don't go out much. I like staying in and playing video games. That's why socializing after work is particularly hard for me. It's always occasions to get drunk in a club. I'm not much of a club goer. Like bowling. I like bowling, but, well, I think people would find it lame. You take me? What? As a special roommate treat? No. Keep going. I want to know how I shall be thoroughly rewarded for picking you as my roommate. Although, it's certainly paid off already, all things considered. Are you not so tired now? It's getting pretty late, so the birds are gonna start tweeting soon. When's your next shift? Good. That means I can leech heat from you all night long then. This is the life. Thanks for coming into mine. Seems like fate's got some funny plans for me now that you're around. Plus, you smell good. Hey, seriously though, I'm really glad I got you as a roommate. A roommate that's willing to let me sneak into their bed and force them to snuggle me to sleep. Yeah. He's the keeper, all right. Okay. I think I'm starting to fade for real this time. Good night, Roomie. I'll see you in the morning.